Hare Krishna. Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita on Tilila, chapter 13. Pastimes with Jagadananda Pandit and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. So continuing with the pastimes of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, this is after he returned to Benares after visiting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. Text 117. In accordance with the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Bhatta continuously rendered service to his mother and father for 4 years. He also regularly studied Srimad Bhagavatam from a self-realized Vaishnava. Then his parents died at Kashi, Benares, and he became detached. He therefore returned to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, giving up all relationships with his home. Purvavat astamasa prabhu pashyatila astamasa rahi puna prabhu agyadila. As previously, Raghunath remained continuously with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 8 months. Then the Lord gave him the following order. Amara agyai, on my order, Raghunatha yaha Vrindavane, you go to Vrindavan, tahan yana raha rupa sanatana stane. My dear Raghunath, on my order go to Vrindavan and live there under the care of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. Bhagavata para sada laha Krishna nam achire karibena kripa Krishna Bhagavan. In Vrindavan, you should chant the Hare Krishna mantra 24 hours a day and read Srimad Bhagavatam continuously. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will very soon bestow his mercy upon you. Eta bale prabhu tandre alingana koila prabhura kripate Krishna prema matta hoila. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Raghunath Bhatta, and by the Lord's mercy, Raghunath was enlivened with ecstatic love for Krishna. At a festival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been given some unspiced betel and a garland of tulsi leaves 14 cubits long. The garland had been worn by Lord Jagannath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the garland and betel to Raghunath Bhatta, who accepted them as a worshipable deity and preserved them very carefully. Taking permission from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Bhatta then departed for Vrindavan. When he arrived there, he put himself under the care of Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis. When reciting Srimad Bhagavatam in the company of Rupa and Sanatan, Raghunath Bhatta would be overwhelmed with ecstatic love for Krishna. Ashru kampa gadgada prabhura kripate netra kanta rode vaspa na pare padate. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he experienced the symptoms of ecstatic love, tears, trembling, and faltering of the voice. His eyes filled with tears and his throat became choked, and thus he could not recite Srimad Bhagavatam. Pikas swar kanta tate ragena vibhaga eka sloka padite firaya tina chari raga. His voice was as sweet as a cuckoo's, and he would recite each verse of Srimad Bhagavatam in 3 or 4 tunes. Thus, his recitations were very sweet to hear. When he recited or heard about the beauty and sweetness of Krishna, he would be overwhelmed with ecstatic love and become oblivious to everything. Thus, Govinda Charane Koila Atma Samarpana, Govinda Chanaravinda Yandra Pranadana. Thus, Raghunath Bhatta surrendered fully at the lotus feet of Lord Govinda, and those lotus feet became his life and soul. Subsequently, Raghunath Bhatta ordered his disciples to construct a temple for Govinda. He prepared various ornaments for Govinda, including a flute and shark-shaped earrings. Vamsi Makara Kundaladi Bhushana Kauri Dila. Gramya Varta Nasune Nakahi Jivaya Krishna Kata Pujadite Asta Prahada Yaya. Raghunath Bhatta would neither hear nor speak about anything of the material world. He would simply discuss Krishna and worship the Lord day and night. Vaishnavera Nindya Karma Nahi Padekane Sabe Krishna Bhajana Kore E Matra Jane. He would not listen to blasphemy of a Vaishnava, nor would he listen to talk of a Vaishnava's misbehavior. He knew only that everyone was engaged in Krishna's service. He did not understand anything else. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Raghunath Bhatta never did anything harmful to a Vaishnava. In other words, he was never inattentive in the service of the Lord, nor did he ever violate the rules and regulations of a pure Vaishnava. It is a duty of a Vaishnavacharya to prevent his disciples and followers from violating the principles of Vaishnava behavior. He should always advise them to strictly follow the regulative principles, which will protect them from falling down. Although a Vaishnava preacher may sometimes criticize others, Raghunath Bhatta avoided this. Even if another Vaishnava was actually at fault, Raghunath Bhatta would not criticize him. He saw only that everyone was engaged in Krishna's service. That is the position of a Mahabhagavata. Actually, even if one is serving Maya in a higher sense, he is also a servant of Krishna. Because Maya is the servant of Krishna, anyone serving Maya serves Krishna indirectly. Therefore, it is said, Keha mane keha na mane sabatandre dasa. Ye na mane tandra hoy se pape nas. Some accept him while others do not, yet everyone is his servant. One who does not accept him, however, will be ruined by his sinful activities, from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 685. Mahaprabhura Datta Mala Manaira Kale Prasada Kadaru Saha Bande Lena Gale. When Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was absorbed in remembrance of Lord Krishna, he would take the tulsi garland and the prasadam of Lord Jagannath given to him by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would bind them together and wear them on his neck. Mahaprabhura Kripaya Krishna Prema Anangala Eta Kahilan Tate Chaitanya Kripa Phala. Thus, I have described the powerful mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by which Raghunath Bhatta Goswami remained constantly overwhelmed with ecstatic love for Krishna. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami concludes this chapter with two final verses. In this chapter, I have spoken about three topics: Jagannanda Pandit's visit to Vrindavan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's listening to the song of the Devadasi at the temple of Jagannath, and how Raghunath Bhatta Goswami achieved ecstatic love of Krishna by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gaura Hari bestows ecstatic love for Krishna upon anyone who hears all these topics with faith and love. Ye e sakala kata sune shraddha kori tandra krishna prema dana dena gaura hari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gaura Hari bestows ecstatic love for Krishna upon anyone who hears all these topics with faith and love. Hare Krishna. We shall continue again soon, Krishna willing.